各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，圣诞节快乐！
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, Merry Christmas!
在一个古董店的里面，
In an antique shop,
有一个小提琴的盒子。
There was a box for to hold a violin.
那个小提琴看起来旧旧的，不是很起眼。
The violin looked old and wasn't very charming.
那个盒子，那个 case 非常的漂亮。
However, the case was beautiful.
那个 case 是紫色的绒布包在外面。
The case was surrounded by a purple velvet on the outside.
看起来非常的高贵。
And was noble in appearance.
然后有一天有一个人进来。
Someday a man walked into the shop.
他看了古董店里面不同的东西。
He looked around and evaluated all the items in that antique shop.
最后他看到那个小提琴跟那个盒子。
And then finally he focused on that box and the violin.
他就问那个古董店的那个老板说，你这一个小提琴要卖多少钱？
And then he asked the owner of the antique shop and asked, you know, how much is the violin?
这个古董店的老板说，我要卖2000英镑，所以你知道这个发生在英国。
So the owner said it's cost £2,000, so you know that it happened in the UK, in England.
然后呢，这一个人他，我想他很有钱，所以他就说我买了。
So this is a wealthy man, so he said, okay, so I'm going to buy this violin.
所以呢，这个主人就把这个老板就把这个小提琴把它盒子盖起来，然后要把它包装起来，要交给这一个买主。
And therefore, the owner of the shop put the violin in the box and wrapped it up and then handed over to the buyer.
然后这个买主就说等一下。
And the buyer said, okay, just a second.
就是说我只要这个盒子，我不要那一个小提琴。
I only want the box. I don't need the violin.
他看这个盒子非常的漂亮。
He saw that the box was so beautiful.
所以他宁愿花2000镑那个暴发户，花2000镑去买这个盒子。
This very wealthy man therefore spent £2,000 just to buy the box.
但是他不知道那一个盒子里面的那一个小提琴是那个 Stradivarius 的小提琴。
However, what he didn't recognize was that this violin was the very
一个名琴。
Yeah, it's a very valuable violin made by, you know, someone very skillful.
我们就说这一个买主呢是我用一个现在年轻的讲法，非常的白目。
So
有眼无珠。OK.
So I don't know the corresponding term. So in the current terminology is, you know, white eyes. You know, this one doesn't really realize the value of this particular violin.
这是我做学生工作的附带的那个结果哈。
Well, that's one thing that I learned, you know, being a student minister, is to learn the latest terminology and slangs.
有时候我们也会这样子。
Well, sometimes we are like this man.
有时候我们被次好的东西所吸引。
Sometimes we are attracted by the second good, the not so good.
我们忽略那个真正最宝贵、最有价值的是什么。
And on the other hand, we ignore the most important thing, the most valuable thing.
圣诞节是全世界的节日当中可以说是最盛大的一个节日。
Of all the festivals celebrated around the world, Christmas probably is the biggest of all.
因为几乎全世界所有的人都在庆祝这个节日。
Virtually, you know, many, many people around the whole world celebrate this Christmas.
这也是一个庆祝的日期很长的一个节日。
And this festivity also lasted very long.
因为很多的节日都只庆祝一天或一个周末。
Many other festivals, you know, are celebrated either on a day or over a weekend.
圣诞节的庆祝差不多是一整个月。
For the celebration of Christmas almost lasts, you know, a whole month.
圣诞节的庆祝大概从感恩节的第二天开始。
So in the United States, you know, the celebration of Christmas started the day after Thanksgiving.
很多人呢，就黑色的星期五就开始 shopping.
That's when the start of the Black Friday, you know, they started shopping.
然后很多的家庭就开始去买圣诞树，把家里面布置起来。
Many families, you know, will bring in a Christmas tree and then decorate the house.
我在英国的时候。
While I was in the UK.
很多英国的教会是在12月初庆祝圣诞节。
Many UK or Scottish churches in the UK celebrate Christmas in the beginning of December.
因为圣诞节到的时候大家都旅行去了，所以教会没有人了。
Because around actual Christmas, you know, people are taking vacation and traveling around and they are not at the church.
然后到了新年之后
And then after New Year,
我们开始不 shopping 了。
And then we stop, you know, shopping.
要面对一月底的那个 credit card 的 bill。
And then we are facing the credit card bill that will come at the end of January.
然后我们开始把圣诞树拿下来。
So we take down the decoration.
好多小孩子都舍不得把那个装饰拿下来。
Many children, you know, would not want to see the decoration being put down from the Christmas tree.
所以他庆祝的日期最长。
So Christmas is actually a festival being celebrated for a very long period of time.
每个人每一年都在期望圣诞节。
Most people, you know, anticipate Christmas throughout the whole year.
大人在期望圣诞节有好的 party.
Adults, you know, anticipate a good party around Christmas.
希望呢年终的时候可以得到 bonus.
Anticipate a sizable bonus by the end of the year.
十二年级的学生希望呢圣诞节的时候可以接到 early decision 的通知。
High school seniors around Christmas time, you anticipate that they will receive results of their application for college, the early decision application.
十年级、十一年级的跟着别人紧张啊。
And then, along with them, the high school sophomore and juniors, you know, being very anxious along with them.
很多小孩呢
And younger kids?
期望得到无数的礼物
And they anticipate many, many presents.
可是在很多时候我们在这个节期的欢乐当中
However, around this festivity, around this celebratory time,
我们忽略了圣诞节真正的意义是什么
We missed the real meaning of Christmas.
我们可能得到了很多圣诞节外在的包装的东西
We may have received many things that are well packaged on the outside around Christmas
但是我们失去了它的核心
But we lost its core value, what's inside
好像呢我们收到一个礼物就被我们保留了那个外在华丽的包装
Just like we receive a present, we kept the beautiful box and the package
我们却把里面的礼物丢掉了
And however, we ignore or we throw away what's most important inside.
今年的圣诞节很冷。
This Christmas, we feel we are very cold here.
刚刚下了大风雪。
We're in the midst of a snowstorm.
还要再下。
It's snowing now and more will be coming.
现在在下。
Yep.
但是我说的主要不是指天气。
However, what I mean is not really the temperature being cold.
我说的是指气氛。
It's the atmosphere being cold around this particular Christmas.
以往圣诞节洋溢着欢乐的气氛。
Recent years, you know, we had a joyful atmosphere around Christmas.
在美国的洋溢着欢乐的买气。
So especially in the United States, you know, people buying, you know, consumers spending, you know, before Christmas.
大家到处采购也不心疼。
So we open our wallet and buy as we want.
因为我们觉得在美国好像到处都是丰衣足食的样子。
So especially in the United States, you know, we are provided for, or it seems like the society has a lot of abundance.
那今年的情况远远不如以前。
However, this year is radically different.
当金融海啸来到的时候
when the financial tsunami hit us,
全世界的人都陷入了财务的危机。
The whole world fell into a great financial pit.
好像圣诞节的光彩也盖上了一层阴影。
So it seems like the shining paths of Christmas are kind of being darkened by all this financial concern.
我注意到很多的商家比往年更挖空心思的要把钱从你的口袋里面掏出来。
Many, many shops or their owners, you know, try their best to think of creative ways to get money out of your pocket.
然后呢，我们每个人都把我们的口袋抓得紧紧的。
However, we hold on to our money tightly.
然后我们很担心说今年要送礼物，但是我们今年得好好的精打细算。
We know that we have to give up some presents. However, we have to be very calculating to watch our budget.
好像圣诞节的气氛变了。
It's just like the whole atmosphere surrounding Christmas has changed.
好像从一方面而言，我们好像觉得很失望，压力很大，有很多的挣扎。
On one hand, we feel much pressure. We felt disappointed. We're struggling against this financial strain.
但是另外一方面，今年的情况是不是一个机会？
On the other hand, what's happening right now, isn't it a different situation for us to consider?
让我们可以不再不被外在的光彩的包装所迷所惑，而专心的好好的看圣诞节真正意义。
Isn't it an opportunity for us not to be blinded by the shining things surrounding Christmas and to think about what's the real meaning of Christmas?
让我们的重心不再放在圣诞老人跟他的礼物。
Let our focus not on Santa Claus and the presents,
而在圣诞节真正的核心，耶稣基督的降生。
And to focus on the real hero, the focus of Christmas, but the birth of Jesus Christ.
我想要跟大家念一段经文，是刚才诗班唱的啊，献诗的时候唱到的。
We are going to read scriptures. Actually, is what sung by the choir a couple moments ago.
二章的八，路加福音二章八到十四节。
So it's the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
我先念，等一下请建伟弟兄念英文。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Luke chapter 2, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
我们所读的这一段经文呢，大概是圣诞节报佳音的传统的由来。
The passage that we have just read probably is the origin of Christmas carol.
当耶稣基督降生的时候，天使向牧羊人报告一个大喜的信息。
While Jesus was born, the angels proclaimed to the shepherds a great news of joy.
这个大喜的信息的报告是在巴勒斯坦的野地里面。
This happened in the wilderness of Palestine.
我们传统的了解是，牧羊呢是白天把羊带到野地里面去吃草或喝水。
Our understanding of tending the flocks or the sheep is that, you know, in the daytime we bring them to the wilderness so that they could eat grass and then consume water.
但是到了晚上呢，就把羊带回到羊栏的里面。
And then in the evening, then the sheep are supposed to be brought back to the farm.
因为呢，会有野兽或者是有偷羊贼来偷这些羊。
Because at night there will be wild animals attacking the sheep or thieves trying to steal the sheep.
但是在2000年前的以色列，
However, 2000 years ago in Israel,
或者因为生计的困难，
because of the difficulty in making a living,
所以他们的习俗是四月到十一月的时候把羊放在野地里面。
So the common practice around that time between April and November is to actually let the sheep wandering around in wilderness at night.
然后呢，在十二月到三月这个冬季的雨季的时候呢，才设法找一个地方来安置这些羊。
And only between December and March in the winter, then you know, the sheep will be kept at the safe place at night.
但是就因为这样子，所以晚上呢，牧羊人看守羊群，在野地里看守羊群就格外的辛苦。
And therefore, watching over these sheep, you know, at night is especially challenging.
我们看到在这一个场景当中呢，有两个写照。
And we saw two contrasts in this particular scenario.
一个写照是在黑暗当中有大光照着他们。
One contrast was in darkness, there was light shone upon them.
另外一个写照是牧羊人本身的处境跟那个大喜的信息，那也是另外一个写照。
The other contrast was the situation that the shepherds were in versus, you know, the great joy of the great message that was proclaimed to them.
对当时的牧羊人，甚至以色列人来说，他们的处境实在是没有什么啊，这个事情是值得高兴的。
For the shepherds around that time, there's really not much for them to celebrate.
这些牧羊人是社会当中最低层的一群群众。
They are of a socio-economic class in that particular society.
他们的工作非常的辛苦。
They have to work hard, you know, for the living.
他们需要在荒漠水草很少的地方为羊群找草找水。
In wilderness where actually both the grass and water are lacking, they have to wander around to find grass and water for the sheep.
他们要保护羊群不被野兽或者是偷羊贼拿走。
They have to protect the flock against wild animals and thieves.
所以我刚才讲到晚上的时候还要做这样的事情是非常辛苦的。
And they have to do this through the whole night, so it's very, very challenging for the shepherds.
如果羊被偷走了，这些工人就要赔偿。
And if they lost the sheep, they have to pay up.
或者他们必须要丢掉工作。
Or they will lose their job if they lose the sheep.
他们需要在黑暗当中轮班守夜。
They have to take turn overnight to complete these tasks.
如果你曾经当过军人，或者是你做过值班的工作。
If you ever serve in the military, or you serve in the profession where they have to take turn to work overnight,
你就知道晚上睡到一半被叫起来，守夜两个钟头再回去睡觉是一个很痛苦的事情。
Then you probably know while you're in the middle of your sweet sleep and you're being wakened and then you have to serve 2 hours, you know, for your shift, and then you go back to sleep, you know, how bad that is.
他们的工作单调乏味。
You know, their work is, you know, monotonous, it's boring.
但是他们的工作没有前途。
And not much future in their eyes, you know, working, you know, as a shepherd.
因为那个时候畜牧业不可能发展成为很大的企业。
Because around that time, you know, raising flocks or raising sheep is not going to become big business.
所以呢，他们也没有什么可以升迁的机会。
So they have no promotional opportunity.
对他们而言呢，牧羊的工作就是谋生。
And for them, being a shepherd is just a way of making a living.
不止牧羊人，整个以色列人都是在黑暗当中。
Not just the shepherds, but all Israelites, all Jews were living under darkness.
当时的以色列人在罗马帝国的统治之下。
The Jews were actually governed politically under the Romans.
整个民族没有尊严。
And they have no dignity, you know, as a nation or as a people.
整个民族被剥削。
Because they have been deprived of a lot of privilege.
所以这样的情况里面，他们没有什么好高兴的。
There's nothing to cheer for around that time.
但是在这样的情况里面，他们真的很需要一个大喜的信息。
Therefore, in the midst of this despair and disappointment, they actually anticipate or they need a great news of great joy.
只是在这样的情况之下，什么样的喜讯可以真的成为喜讯呢？
Now, in this situation, you know, what would really constitute a good news, a piece of good news?
在我们的时代跟处境当中，最近我们的状况好像也很相似。
Now, in our midst, in the situation that we face right now, we are probably in a similar situation.
虽然我们的问题跟挣扎跟他们的不完全一样。
You know, the problem that we face, the struggle they have to go through every day, is not like what they went through 2,000 years ago.
但是最近我们感觉到我们好像也在黑暗当中。
However, some of us or all of us felt that we are in the midst of darkness.
我们本来觉得美国不只是最富有的地方。
We felt that, you know, the United States not only is the most wealthy country in the world,
更是一个状况，就是只要你努力，就会有无限机会的所在。
And this is supposed to be a land of opportunity, where you work hard, that you will make a living.
但是最近我们发现情况好像改变了。
However, you know, we found recently that's not necessarily true.
经济的状况让我们的股票贬值。
The economic downturn some of us or all of us had took a big hit in the stock market.
让我们的退休金缩水。
pension funds or our 401k all shrunk.
让我们每天活在被裁员的恐慌当中。
And every day we live in the fear of being laid off.
我们不知道这次的风暴要持续多久。
We don't know how long this financial tsunami will last.
我们也不知道这个风暴过去以后，我们是不是还存活着。
And we don't know that after this is all over, will we still survive?
重要的是我们没有办法逃到别的地方去。
And worse is that there's nowhere to go.
因为你或者逃回亚洲去。
Or we might be able to escape, you know, back to Asia.
或者你逃到欧洲去。
Or to go to Europe.
金融风暴的影响力还在那里。
But the effect of this financial turmoil will exist over there as well.
除了经济上的，还有政治上的。
You know, other than the economic concern, there are political concerns.
在人类的历史当，战争从来没有停止过。
In the whole history of human being, you know, war has never ended.
但我们好不容易逃到一块所谓的乐土上。
Right now, we seem to be in a land of peace.
在一块在二十世纪几乎没有战争的地方。
A land where no war has occurred in the 20th century.
但是呢，二十一世纪状况就改变了。
However, things change in the 21st century.
状况改变，从我们搭飞机就可以感觉到。
And we all feel that, you know, by the time we try to step onto a plane.
在机场里面，你要花比平常的时间更久的时间。
You have to spend a lot of time going through security, in the airports.
就等待安全的检查，好，已经翻了哈。所以我们活在一个随时，因为我们活在一个随时有恐怖分子攻击的阴影之下。
Because we live in a world where there's the risk of terrorism attack, you know, always exists.
然后面对我们的前途跟很多的选择，我们无所适从。
So when we face our future, when we face the different choices that we're going to make, we are hopeless. You know, we don't know what we're going to do.
我们不知道美国应该从伊拉克撤军还是不要撤军。
You know, we don't know shall the United States pull out from Iraq.
我们不知道油价应该上涨还是下跌。
We have no idea where the price of the oil will go up or go down.
因为如果油价下跌，我们加油就很高兴。
If the price of the oil go down, you know, our gas price will go down. That when we drive, we'll be okay.
可是油价下跌就表示经济还在衰退。
However, if the price of the oil remain low, there's an indicator that the economy is still very bad.
我们不知道我们应该大量消费还是应该要节制消费。
We don't know we should spend extravagantly or we have to be thrifty.
太多的不确定性。
There's so much uncertainty.
我们是不是也像当时的以色列人一样有那种在黑暗中的感觉呢？
Aren't we all like the Israelites or the Jews in that time that we felt that we are in the midst of darkness?
在这个情况里面我们需要什么样的喜讯？
So in a situation like this,What kind of good news do we anticipate?
当牧羊人和整个以色列人长期活在黑暗当中的时候，
While the shepherds and the Jews live in the midst of darkness,
有天使向他们报告大喜的信息。
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host, praising God and telling them, proclaimed to them a great news of joy.
这是有关乎一个人的诞生。
It's about the birth of a man.
其实每一个人的诞生都应该是启示。
Well, honestly, in reality, you know, the birth of every man, every human being is something to be joyful about.
但是这个人的降生却是一个大喜的信息。
However, this particular man, his birth is a great news of joy.
因为所生下来的这一位呢，和其他的婴孩不同。
Because the baby was born 2,000 years ago was different from other babies.
这里天使提到这一位婴孩是基督。
The angel said,This baby, he is Christ.
是简单的意思，就是说他是一个受膏的君王。
In other words, he is the anointed king.
如果你了解当天使提到大卫的城里的时候，其实他表达一件事，就是这是一个长久等候的受膏的君王。
The angel said he was born in the town of David.Which represent that actually his birth is a much awaited event.
当以色列人在黑暗当中的时候，
while the Israelites or the Jews were in the midst of darkness,
其实是在几百年以前，
hundreds of years ago,
他们就长久在等候一位君王。
They were waiting for this king to come.
所以因为长久以来就有先知预言。
Why they knew about this? Because the prophets told them about this.
他们所信的上帝没有忽视他们的痛苦。
The God that they trust didn't ignore the pain.
早就已经预备一个君王要来拯救他们。
The God that they trust already prepared a king who will come to deliver them from their from darkness.
如先知所预言的，这位君王就是要拯救他们离开黑暗。
Like what the prophet said, this king will come and then deliver them from darkness.
奇妙的是，就好像我在去年圣诞节的时候的崇拜里面提到的。
And what's amazing is like what I said last year in the Christmas service.
无数的先知对这位基督的预言后来都一一的应验。
Many, many prophets, you know, all the prophets that they proclaim about Christ were all fulfilled.
如果你有机会好的读圣经，你就会确定这件事。
So if we have an opportunity to study the Bible deeper, then we realize all that prophets.
所以这一位他们所期盼的基督呢，在这里有提到是一位救主。
This Christ whom they expect to come is really a savior.
这一位救主从一方面来说是来拯救他们脱离他们的困境的。
The savior is to come to deliver them from their challenges and the disappointment.
当人在艰难的环境当中的时候，人很需要一个救主的拯救。
In this, while they're in the midst of great challenge, you know, they need a savior to deliver them.
在苦难、在生活压力之下、在身心的挫折跟打击之下，人何等的需要拯救或帮助。
With all this physical and psychological strain and pain, you know, how much, you know, do we need, you know, or do we anticipate a savior to come and deliver us?
有时候我们需要从别人来的，或从政府来的，或社会来的帮助。
Sometimes we need help from other people, from the society or from the government.
但是人力有时而穷。
However, all these are limited.
我们常在这个时候需要一个大能的拯救者。
We need someone who is powerful who can deliver us.
如果没有一个大能的拯救者。
Without this powerful savior,
那么对在苦难当中的人。
For those who are in the midst of pain and suffering.
所有的盼望都失去了。
You know, someone without any hope.
当你希望一个拯救者而没有拯救者 的时候，那是何等残酷的事情。
While we are anticipating someone to deliver us, but you know, if there's no one who comes, you know, how cruel, you know, how despair that may be.
在南亚的斯里兰卡是一个小圣的佛教的地方。
In South Asia, the country of Sri Lanka, there is a branch of Buddhism.
那这个小圣的佛教强调绝对的自立。
This particular branch of Buddhism focus on absolute
self effort. 但是在平时，他们可以很自傲的说。
However, you know, in regular time, they can proudly say
说需要拯救的人是弱者。
Those who need to be delivered are weak, you know, are not strong.
就好像今天在西方的社会里面。
Just like in the Western culture,
也一样的说到有宗教信仰需要拯救的人是弱者一样。
Those who need a religion are those who are weak.
但是当苦难来到的时候
，However, when we are faced with suffering and challenge,
也就是几年前的那个海啸在南亚发生的时候
When the actual tsunami hit South Asia a couple of years ago.
当很多人在经历了生离死别、失去家园的痛苦之后
，While many people suffer from the loss of family and property，
他们来向他们的师父求问。
They came to the monk. They came to the great master.
当我们在这个境况里面的时候，我们的宗教有没有拯救的办法
？In this midst of suffering and pain, you know what this particular belief, you know this branch of Buddhism, what can it tell us?
斯里兰卡的僧侣说
The Grand Master in Sri Lanka said
没有拯救者
There's no savior
自己的业自己承受
You know, you have to suffer your own sin or the wrongdoing
自己的苦难自己解决
You have to face with your own suffering and try to get out by yourself
我告诉你这是一种残酷
How cruel, you know, how dispassionate it is
另外一种残酷是
，What would be the other type of unfairness？
在一些宗教当中，他相信宇宙有一个大能的主宰。
In other religion, there is a belief that there is a superpower, overarching power in the universe.
但是呢，这个主宰呢，太崇高，太伟大了。
However, this power is so far away from us.
所以人间的痛苦对他而言呢，太渺小了。
And therefore, all our suffering is just so tiny in comparison with that superpower.
渺小的人不能和他沟通，也没有办法从他得到帮助。
The humble us, you know, the small potato like us, you know, are not in a position to communicate with this overarching power.
因此在这些宗教里面说，有神，但是神了解我们吗？
And therefore, you know, the doctrine in this type of religion is that yes, there is a God, but that this God understand or identify or sympathize with us.
他真的关切我们的需要吗？
Does this God really empathize and sympathize with our suffering?
就好像有一个例子。
Yeah, just to give you an example.
法国的国王路易十六的王后叫做 Marie Antoinette。
So Marie Antoinette, the wife of King Louis XVI in France.
有人告诉他说
Someone told her.
说我们的百姓呢没有面包可以吃了。
Someone told her that, okay, oh, our farmers, our peasants are so poor, they have no bread on the table.
他回答说没有面包为什么不吃蛋糕呢？
And what her response was, you know, you have no bread, why don't you eat the cake?
这是不知民间疾苦的 queen。
Now this is a queen who lives in the palace who doesn't realize the suffering of, you know, regular people.
有一些宗教也认为神是不知民间疾苦的。
And you know, there are some religion are like that. You know, in that particular religion, you know, gods would not understand or realize the suffering for regular people.
这是人世间的另外一种残酷。
And this is another suffering, it's another cruel fact. In life.
但是当耶稣基督降生来到这个世界上的时候，
However, when Jesus Christ came to this world,
他乃是向我们显示这一位至高神的儿子。
And he showed us that, you know, this son of the whole most high God,
愿意来到世上成为人，
willingly came to this world, become a man,
向我们认同，
identify with us,
他愿意来关怀我们的疾苦。
He identify and care about our suffering.
他说，当他向我们说，当你碰到困难的时候，
He told us, you know, while we face our suffering and challenges,
当你在痛苦中的时候，
while we are in pain,
当你有很多的挑战跟挣扎的时候，
while we are struggling against external forces,
我愿意来和你在一起。
I'm willing and I will be sitting next to you and struggle and work with you.
我愿意来帮助你。
I'm willing to help you.
我愿意来解决你的问题。
I'm willing to help you solve your problems.
我愿意来拯救你。
I'm coming to deliver you.
所以他生在哪里呢？
So where was Jesus born?
他生在一个马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
他的第一件衣服是一块粗糙的布。
His first cloth was a piece of cloth.
他的第一张床是喂食动物的巢。
His first bed was actually an item actually just to hold the feeding, you know, for animals.
这样的景象成为他一生的写照。
And this is a reflection, or actually a habanga, or what he was going to do in his subsequent years.
他的一生经历了很多的风霜、挑战、艰难。
Throughout his whole life, he experienced a lot of challenges, bad weather.
因此他了解我们的挑战、痛苦和艰难。
And therefore, he understands our suffering, our challenges, and the bad weather that we have to go through.
当我们碰到这些事情的时候，
When we face with these challenges,
他告诉我们说他了解。
He can honestly tell us he understands.
也因此他的安慰是世切的。
And that he cares for us.
他的帮助跟他的拯救是世切的。
And his help and his guidance, you know, are appropriate, you know, for our suffering while we face them.
当我们因为失业面对生计的艰难时，
While we lose our job and face financial challenges,
当我们的青年在面对功课的压力的时候，
And while our youth, you know, face all the challenges at school,
当我们被不公义的对待的时候，
While we are being treated unfairly,
当我们被人伤害或拒绝的时候，
While we are being hurt or being rejected,
耶稣基督向我们说，
Jesus Christ told us,
这些我都了解，
And he tells us that all these I understand.
这些我也都经历过。
All these I have experienced.
然后他至终死在十字架上。
And throughout all these, he, through the day, he died on the cross.
他选择了人世间最卑微的死法。
He chose willingly to die in the most horrible death.
他的死成为人和神之间沟通的桥梁。
His death became a bridge between man and God.
使人可以到神那里去。
So that man can come before God.
原来人以为神是渺不可及的。
Because some of us thought that God is so far away.
原因是因为人的罪。
Because of our sin.
是因为人里面的幽暗。
Not because, no, in addition to because of our sin, it's because of the darkness in our heart.
也因为人里面的幽暗才带来这个世界上许多的痛苦。
And because of the darkness in our heart, it brought us all this suffering and pain in this world.
他的死代替了我们承担了这个罪的结果。
Jesus' death atoned, you know, the suffering and the darkness that we all went through.
他的死也使信他的人里面的幽暗能够被光明所冲散。
Through Jesus' death, you know, our the deepest darkness in our heart, you know, can be replaced by light.
而使这个世界进而充满了光明。
So that this world then become filled, you know, with joy and brightness.
他是救主。
Jesus Christ is the Savior.
不只是以色列人的救主。
Not only the Savior for the Jews.
也是我们的救主。
Is the Savior for everyone.
也是我们今天每一个人所需要的拯救。
And He is the one that we need. Every one of us needs.
一个卑微的降世卑微的拯救者。
A humble Savior.
在今年这个很冷，人人心里有重担的圣诞节。
In this, you know, very cold Christmas, where we are all burdened, you know, with different types of challenges.
我不知道你是否活在苦难、活在压力、活在挣扎跟重担当中。
I'm not sure whether you're facing a lot of struggle. You are living with a lot of pain, or you are suffering from all these external challenges.
耶稣基督他来，他告诉你。
Jesus Christ came to this world, he tells you.
我来，我要成为你的朋友。
I come, I will become your friend.
我要成为你现今生活困难的帮助者和拯救者。
In the midst of all your challenges and all the suffering, I'm going to be the I'm going to deliver you from this suffering and I'll be your savior.
更成为解决你生命黑暗，使你与神和好的救主。
I'm going to take care of all the darkness in you such that you can reconcile with God.
耶稣基督已为你而生，为你而死。
Jesus Christ died for came to this world for you, and he died for you.
只要你打开你的心门，他会成为你随时的帮助者跟救主。
The minute you open your heart, accept him into your life, he will become your savior and your guidance.
这可能是你今年所可以得到圣诞节最好的礼物。
This could be the best present that you receive this year.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
亲爱的主，我们再次为你的降生献上感谢。
Dear Heavenly God, we thank you so much for Jesus coming to this world. We thank you.
我们求你让每一个人都能够认识你降生的意义。
Jesus, let us know we are help us or realize and understand the true meaning of your birth.
我们也从这当中体验到、经历到你的爱。
And through this, we experience the joy of knowing you and the love from you.
更你求你打开我们的心门，让每一个人成为一个对你的爱有回应的人。
Please open our hearts so that we will respond appropriately to the love that you showed us.
让你真正的降生在每一个人的心里。
So that you will be born actually in the heart of each of us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.